Highbridge, a division of Recorded Books, presents None of My Business. PJ explains money, banking, debt, equity, assets, liabilities, and why he's not rich and neither are you. By PJ O'Rourke. Read by Johnny Heller. If work was a good thing, the rich would have it all and not let you do it. Elmore Leonard, Split Images. Forward. Why I'm not rich and you aren't either. To a flock of sheep, the sheep who is every evening driven by the shepherd into a special pen to feed and becomes twice as fat as the rest, must seem to be a genius. Leo Tolstoy, War and Peace. If you're looking to claw your way up the corporate ladder, succeed beyond your wildest dreams, and amass an enormous fortune, you've got the right book. That stuff doesn't come from books. I write books. If wealth came from books, I'd be too rich to be writing. I have no idea where power, success, and a big pile of money come from. Probably from someplace awful, such as hard work, or impossible, such as being much smarter than I am. But it's a lot of fun watching people frantically trying to make or keep from losing money. I love economics the way I love the NFL. A great thing about professional football is seeing the guys who stuffed me into my locker in high school break each other's legs. A great thing about economics is how it's like live crabs in a pot of boiling water. If one of them almost makes it out of the pot, the others will pull him back down. And I say this not as some kind of anti-capitalist commie nut, but as a firm believer in the free market and a great fan of economic liberty. I mean, I root for the Patriots, and I root for the Dow Jones, too. But if the guys who hoovered my investment portfolio in the 2008 financial crisis go to bankruptcy court or jail, that's a lot of fun. Economics is a blood sport that I greatly enjoy, as a spectator. Of course, like everyone else, I am, at some level, a participant in the economy. But I got myself off the field and into a luxury skybox by marrying a woman who was a business major and is much smarter than I am. I leave everything to her. I have no idea what's in my investment portfolio now. I haven't called a play since 2008. It might be 1,000 shares of Berkshire Hathaway. It might be a cryptocurrency that Jim Cramer pulled out of his ass on Mad Money. Buttcoin. I don't know. I don't want to know. I just want to have fun. Or I did until the kids got older and I became the father of three adolescents and began to feel that it was incumbent upon me to give them some fatherly advice about how to claw their way up corporate ladders, succeed beyond their wildest dreams, and amass enormous fortunes, with which to take care of me in a luxurious fashion in my old age. So I told them, ask your mother. Their mother said, work hard and be much smarter than your father. So my kids were discouraged by the first part of this advice. So I tried again. I told them that the best way to do well in life is to find a job that combines what you love to do with what you're good at doing, with what people will pay you for. Take me, for example, I said. My kids said, you? I said, well, children, you're not starved to death and naked, although you, I said to my eldest daughter, should wear a sweater over that Forever 21 top. Anyway, I have made a living. And I explained how. I told them, think of what you love to do and what you're good at doing and what people will pay you for as three circles, technically a Venn diagram. Try to find a place where those three circles intersect, then go there. And I drew the me diagram on my cocktail napkin. Me on top, circle on the left, what I love to do, make fun of people. Circle on the right, what I'm good at doing, being a smartass. Circle right in the middle, what people will pay me for, making fun of other people. And where they intersect, editor of National Lampoon. But Dad, said my kids, the National Lampoon was like 40 years ago. Right, I said, and I'm still riding on its coattails. But I can give you more up-to-date examples. I mixed another cocktail and got a new napkin. Top of this one said, Steve Jobs. Left-hand circle, what he loved to do. Be the mystical nerd. Right-side circle, what he was good at doing. Being the world's most arrogant mystical nerd. Middle circle, what people would pay him for. Knowing Steve Wozniak. Where they intersect? Apple. Bill Gates, left-hand circle, what he loves to do. Be the biggest math nerd in his high school. Right-hand circle, what he's good at doing.